I'm here in Elise. It's week two of the challenge, and I'm here with Rachel, who's been very patiently and kindly coaching me since the beginning. I've stepped on the InBody scanner to see what the results are in week two. I'm looking at the weight and I'm thinking, that hasn't come down much. What's the story? But it's not about the weight, is it?
No, it's not about the weight. And with the InBody scanner, really, we want to focus more on body fat percentage, muscle mass, and how that's changing, because with the InBody scanner, you can't keep the consistency that you could with the weighing scales at home. At home, you're going to be weighing yourself first thing in the morning, after the wee, in the nip if you want, and that consistency will allow you track it properly. When you're coming in at different times to the gym, you don't want to rely on the weight scales there. I'm thinking this is really good results. So I guess we have to ask you, are you happy?
Yeah, well, I suppose James has said to me this morning, my body fat went from 35, which I'm happy to talk about, down to 32.9, which I'm delighted about.
Yeah, over
and the first thing he
said
to me was, now don't expect that to continue. It'll probably level off. I was like, at least give me this, will you?
Yes, let's celebrate this, yeah, right? Yeah. And that is a really impressive drop. And that's 2 weeks of really hard work. And you've been obviously focusing on calories, tracking your food, upping your protein, and then getting your sessions in. And then we can also look at your skeletal muscle mass. So we've gone up from 28.4 to 29.1, which is a lovely big leap as well.
Okay.
Like, you're building muscle whilst dropping fat, which is something that, as you're taking on a challenge like this, you know, when going from having done less, it happens simultaneously. You're going to lose fat and you're going to build muscle, which is amazing.
Okay.
As you get more trained, you focus on one or the other.
Yeah.
But this is a really good thing that's happening for you right now. It's brilliant. It's really good to see and good to have that measure.
Okay, well, for all the other people on the challenge, including the listeners that are tuned in, I know you're doing it too. Week two is the time, isn't it? Week one, everyone's like on point with everything. Week two, old bad habits start to kick in again.
Yeah.
It's about really trying to keep dedicated to the tracking, keeping the water, keep moving and all those things. And we have a new thing that we have to do this week now. Tell us about that.
So, yes, it's definitely that week two, the buzz and the excitement is a little lower, but it's also a time to remember that it's not about perfection. So if we have slipped, it's about pulling back and not going into old habits, being like, oh, throw in the towel. You're going, okay, let's get back to tracking. And then let's focus on consistency and just forgive whatever's happened and moving on. With this week, we are focusing on a new task, and that new task is to get protein at every meal. So we want breakfast, lunch and dinner to have a good protein source. So we're looking at, you know, about 30 grams of protein per meal. So if you're thinking breakfast, that could be having eggs and rashers. So trying to build up our protein that way, could be a scoop of protein powder into your porridge. With lunch, you're looking at getting maybe two turkey burgers would be 40 grams of protein. So that's a really good way of getting the protein into you. Then at dinner, a lot of standard dinners, your bolognese, your shepherd's pie, whatever you might be eating, it has a meat source, is going to easily get that protein.
Okay.
It's just more traditional for us to have that in our dinners.
Mm.
We just have to look at our lunches, kind of maybe add a little bit more meat to our sandwich, or in the mornings get that protein powder. Which protein powder has been a topic in the groups. It's not everybody's favorite, and it's definitely something you need to try a little bit of this, try a little bit of that, which, you know, you don't want to commit to buying a big kilo bag.
Mm.
So we've been kind of like sharing out samples in the gym just to give people like a flavor that they can find that they like. Mm. My favorite is chocolate brownie, which, you know, from
a lot of them are giving out about it being too sweet. I think that might actually be the nail in the coffin for many people.
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't find it too sweet. I find it's about how you use it. I need it to be the right temperature. So I need it to be
nice
and warm in my porridge, or really, really cold in my smoothie. So I need to have frozen fruit, frozen spinach. I use all of that to really make it very
cold.
How
do you heat when this might sound like a stupid question? It just heats up with the porridge, doesn't it?
You might think that's a stupid question, but it is really hard at the beginning to get the consistency right.
Right.
It can be very grainy in the porridge.
Okay.
So I always add it after I've heated the porridge. So I've done it in the microwave, then I put in the scoop, and it melts in a lot better that way. If you're doing it on the cooker and heating it all at the same time, I find it gets quite gritty. Mm. So that can put people off as well.
Okay.
So it's about playing around with this, finding a flavour you like. Yes, it can be quite sweet, but add, maybe if it's some, maybe just pare back, do a half scoop. and just build up till you get to a place where you're more familiar with the taste.
Okay. So it's getting that protein in. Okay, that's really important. The moving thing. I mean, sometimes it can be tricky to try and get 10,000 steps a day in when you are, you know, when you've a million and one other things to do. But I suppose just like that little bit of walking that you mightn't have done before, just do it.
100%. And I do get this because you can have an extremely busy life and it can feel very draining and very tiring. And then you look at your tracker and you're like, what? I'm only on 4,000
steps. Exactly. Yeah.
It's very disheartening. But honestly, if you commit to getting the raincoat on, getting the runners on, and just going out for that 20-minute walk, you would be surprised how you've just doubled your day right there. Mm. And sure, you got 8. On those days, we all have those days. We even have a couple of days a week like that. Just get as many as you can and forgive yourself and move on. Then on the days that you have that bit more energy, that bit more time, go for 12,000 steps. Mm. Try and up it. Get that extra walk in or go for a little bit longer. And average it all out. It doesn't need to be 10,000 a day. Look at 70,000 over the week. So work on the days that you have the time and then forgive yourself on the days that you don't.
I like your forgiveness. I like it. You should be a priest.
Yes, that's what many people have said.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No worries.